Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
One of the greatest ways for you to be part of the current conversation, socialize, and understand jokes is by staying up to date with what's going on in pop culture. In today's episode, we will discuss some recent events involving celebrities and share our thoughts about them. Plus, you will learn a ton of cool vocabulary you can use when talking about pop culture with your friends.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
sensational
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, riding the bus, catching up on the tabloids, or even
washing your dog.
I'm joined here in the Global Studio, as per usual, by the most lekker teacher in all of South Africa, the one and only Kase. How's it going, Kase?
I'm doing well, thanks, Ethan. Hey, guys.
How do you typically go about giving your dog a bath?
Here, people tend to just use, a bucket or maybe a little outside bath, like a tub, and you'll put your dog in it and hose him down. Have someone hold him and then hose him down.
That's an interesting phrasal verb, like hose something down. That we can actually use the object hose and like turn it into a phrasal verb like that.
Exactly. That is quite a good one. So using the hose to spray him with water and, rinse off any soap or dirt. I also sometimes take him to the dog parlor and I have them wash him because he's, he's quite a wild dog. So it's not always easy to give him a bath.
I can imagine. I like how you call it a dog parlor. We might say in the US, I believe we'd call it a dog groomer.
The parlor is the place. So when I think of a groomer, I'm thinking of the person, not the place, like a dog groomer, like a doggy salon. That would be the parlor.
Yeah, maybe we'd say a dog salon, which would be like they also do other things, right? Like clip their nails. Like the actual grooming is like cutting the hair on dogs that have longer hair, so they can give them a haircut and all that jazz. I'm not fortunate enough to live in a house, at least not yet. So I have to do it in the shower. Like I get in the shower. Luckily, Phoebe's a small dog, so I get in the shower with Phoebe and wash her, and then I take a shower because obviously it's not a very clean process washing the dog.
Yeah. What is it like? Like, does she jump around? Does she enjoy it? Is she used to it? What's that like?
She's used to it. She does not enjoy it. She puts up with it because afterwards they give her like super premium treats, like hot dogs or something like that.
Nice.
And so she'll put up with it. But and that's probably a relevant, believe it or not, a relevant topic, dog grooming, because I don't know. I was just seeing some pictures and like videos from the Met Gala, which is all about fashion, right? All the celebrities get all glammed up and they wear these super, what would you say, like gorgeous gowns and
extravagant.
Yeah, that's a good word. Tuxes and things like this. So
yeah,
maybe there's some parallel there between what we do with our dogs and celebrities getting ready for the Met Gala in today's podcast. Probably making a stretch, but
no, I think there is. I guess you're talking about like making that extra effort to look good, to I think it could be that. Like, I imagine, like, dog grooming, people grooming. There's a connection there.
I can make it in my head anyway. Hopefully, you dear listener also can find some parallel there. All right. So before we get into today's main topic, we're going to teach you an expression of the day. Kase, why don't you go ahead and share a guilty pleasure that you have?
Okay, so my guilty pleasure is I am obsessed with watching reality TV shows. I'm not proud of it, but I'll watch almost anything.
That's really great. My guilty pleasure probably would be more like food related or drink related. Like I like a nice cocktail on the weekend, not going all out alcoholic over here because I don't think I would get any work done. But on the weekend, it's quite appropriate to have a cocktail, some what we'd call here like pica pica or like something, an aperitif before lunch. Mm-hmm. That's like right up my alley. Not so healthy, but
good. Yeah, like why not?
But good.
Yeah.
And so in case people are curious, what is a guilty pleasure?
So it can be an activity, as I mentioned, with watching reality TV, or it could be just something that you enjoy eating or doing, but maybe something that would be a little bit embarrassing. I mean, you're not really super proud of, you know, so you're feeling guilty for doing it, but you get pleasure out of it. You enjoy it, but you don't really feel very proud of, not super proud of doing it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For many people, a guilty pleasure might be like reading some sort of gossip magazine or watching. Maybe nowadays it would be more common to watch some sort of gossip TV program or YouTube video or something like that, talking about the latest in Hollywood or what have you. Doesn't necessarily need to be in Hollywood nowadays, being that there's different hotspots like this all over the world. But if you're the kind of person who really likes to digest these kind of entertainment things, maybe it's not the healthiest habit, or maybe it's not something that you'd really go from shout from the rooftops that you love watching these programs. But I think many people do have that guilty pleasure. So that connects perfectly to jump into today's main topic, all about pop culture. First off, Kase, what is pop culture?
Pop culture is entertainment and news that is not related to sort of hard news. It's more things that people enjoy and news that brings people a sort of pleasure. So it's usually related to trends, technology, celebrity, but related to things that are separate to sort of hard, you know, mainstream media.
Yeah. We've kind of mentioned some words already, like the tabloids. These are the typical magazines that, at least in the US, if you go to the grocery store, when you go to check out, they might have these. I don't know if this still happens nowadays, because now most people digest their content online, but you'd have kind of like these tabloid magazines, which are, they're the ones more that you probably see fake news, like, you know, so-and-so, I don't know, you see like a celebrity couple broke up, even though maybe that's not true. Or something really sensational, you know, that's not at all true about a certain celebrity. So it could refer to that, but it could also refer to, like, I don't know, that we have like E! Entertainment, I think is the name of the channel, and that's just constantly doing these different stories about what's happening with Hollywood celebrities. Or People Magazine, that's a really popular one that you could probably find online. And it has to do a lot with, like we were saying, gossip, right? Gossip about these two celebrities maybe have a romantic relationship, or these two celebrities are going through, you know, a rough time in their marriage, or such and such person got plastic surgery, such and such person is pregnant. And they're kind of things, I guess, that also people enjoy this because it helps them to feel better about their own life, or maybe not. Sometimes through comparison, it makes you feel worse because you're seeing such and such person with tons of money, driving a Ferrari and stuff, but it's a guilty pleasure anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think, like, when we think about pop culture, it's not, like, limited to celebrities. Like, it could be, like, you're interested in fashion, so you're, you know, checking out what celebrities are wearing. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be about their private lives, but, yeah, it could be fashion or, you know, art for that matter. Like, you could really just be enjoying the music. So it might be, you know, that you could separate the two, like the trashy side of pop culture with like the more creative and artistic, yeah, innovation. So yeah, there's two sides to it. So I hope that today we'll be able to give you guys ideas about both of those.
I don't digest very much pop culture, but something I really enjoyed recently, for example, was Spanish artist Rosalia that came out with like a new album, watching video producer that sat down with her and like broke down the entire album with her, like explaining where the inspiration for each song came and talking about like the different elements of music. Cause I really love music, and it gave me like a whole new respect for all of the work that went into it. So I'd see that as more, maybe a more positive side of pop culture, is like really understanding, like you said, the art behind it or the hard work behind it. And there can be like good things in that as well. Cause she was talking about, you know, that she really was like 9 months that she closed herself off from the world and was really just dedicating, you know, all day to working on getting these tracks exactly, you know, right. So it's a really good model of persistence, of dedication, of passion. And I think if you can find someone like that, that inspires you in that way, and you can actually take those lessons and apply them to whatever you're doing in the world, or take it maybe as a inspiration for something that you would like to do, a new project that you'd like to do, or an area that you would like to work in, or something you would like to study, then that's a really positive reframing that you can get of maybe some of the less desirable parts of pop culture.
Yeah. Oh, another thing, like I just realized, like while you were speaking, like we could think of literature is also pop culture. There's books that trend. So, I mean, like someone could write something and that's also part of pop culture. And like, okay, we're going to get into like why this is important and yeah. But yeah, all of these things are relevant. You know, it's good to know, and it's good to have an understanding, at least a general understanding of what it is and why it's important.
And something really cool that's happening nowadays, I think, is things used to be much more centered just around Hollywood, you know, MTV. And nowadays with streaming platforms like Netflix, we're able to be exposed to TV programs and movies from all over the world. Or also through YouTube, music from all parts of the world just being spread much more so. I don't know, you have like BTS, which has become super famous all around the world. They come from Korea, which is a relatively small country. And I don't know, when I was growing up, I don't think that most people in the US would even know where Korea is. So it's really cool seeing that kind of thing, or Squid Game, you know, which was super viral. I mean, that's also from Korea, but yeah. You'll have one that came out of Spain, Money Heist, which I know tons of people around the world were watching this in English and Spanish in the original language. And we're not so limited just to celebrities from the United States, just from Hollywood. It's kind of like opened up a whole new world of globalism within the entertainment culture.
That's true. And like, we all have access to it. Like, you mentioned, like we have our smartphones, people around the world can access media from, you know, miles away. And I think another great example is like with memes and like viral videos. If you're on TikTok, I mean, or if you're into memes, you really get to see people from around the world doing fun things, and you become interested in the culture. You learn more about what it's like to be, for example, a Nigerian wannabe rapper. There's a popular one of like the Nigerian boy meme. I mean, if you search in on Google, you could just search for it. Just search Nigerian boy meme. It's a little sad boy. And his face really like depicts what it feels like to feel lost. And yeah, his face is everything. So I don't know, I think memes are just a great way of like also representing or spreading pop culture. It becomes trendy and you learn more along the way.
And with all these like different social networks, you never know. It's like you can come from a really small place, but if you're doing something really great, it can get attention from all around the world.
Exactly. Precisely.
With the globalism of the entertainment industry, something really interesting could be, as a learner, to kind of like look at some of these people coming out of your country that are famous. Mm-hmm. And I've found like a lot of these people, they're going on even American talk shows and stuff. They're doing interviews in English. So it can be interesting to go and check those out and just, you know, see how this person's English is and maybe try to like imitate that and stuff, because it can be a really great role model for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or even it can be, maybe in certain cases, it can be lessons of what not to do.
This is true. I think with, as you said, like in terms of like role models and inspiration, I think this is a really, really great point you're making, because pop culture unites us in that sense. Like we're, you know, if we can be inspired, like anything you want to do, anything you're interested in, you can find something on social media, for example, or on TikTok that will inspire you to pursue that thing that you want to do. So you just mentioned that there are things we can learn from, you know, the mistakes that people make in these trendy videos or in these TikToks. And I think today's lesson is focused on the what not to do. So before we get into that topic, let's go to a shout out from one of our listeners. So today's shout out is from Jasil, who says, absolutely outstanding. I have to be honest with you guys, your app is humongously helpful. I watched a real life YouTube channel video a couple of months ago, but your app indeed is exquisite. I did reckon that your channel was likely one of the best YouTube channels for people like me who want to boost your English level. I highly recommend your app and all of your work available on the internet. Thank you guys. And oh yeah, P.S. I love that. Lol. Greetings from Honduras.
I love that P.S. That's amazing. What does LOL or LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud, yeah. It's great that they're using an acronym. Maybe they even learned that from, we had a video on that, which we can post in the show notes over at reallifeglobal.com. And they also said that the app is humongously helpful. What is humongous?
When something is humongous, it's very big or large. So you could say the app is extremely helpful. So yeah, humongously refers to something that is very enormously, very big, very helpful in this case.
Amazing. So if you want us to shout you out, all you have to do is give the app a try if you haven't already. And if you enjoy it, then leave us a 5-star review in your favorite app store so we can find you. And that said, let's move into our first celebrity gossip about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial, which has been popping up everywhere.
So with this trial, I think I would say it's the talk of the town, which means that a lot of people are talking about it. You can use that expression if you want to refer to something that's like, you know, lots of people are talking about it. It's trendy at the moment. And this trial is quite sensational because I don't think anyone was expecting it to focus on the fact that Amber Heard, who is the wife of Johnny Depp, they're married. So she accused him in 2018 of abuse, being violent towards her. And this has caused him, it has resulted in his career being severely affected by this accusation. So he lost movie deals. He lost Pirates of the Caribbean. He lost Fantastic Beasts. So it really affected his career. He's no longer able to work the way he did before. And I'm, you know, without getting into too much detail, it has been, so far during the trial, it has been proven that, you know, she's made up a lot of these things. And he's basically currently, the current trial is about, he's suing her for the damages, for the loss, for how her accusation has impacted on his life.
So I didn't know that he was suing her. I thought it was the other way around, which shows how much I've been following this.
I think it's more like he wants to prove, the trial is about him proving that these accusations has impacted on him in this way. And I think it's a significant court case, because this is a man accusing a woman of abuse. Now he's basically saying that she abused him, and she was physically violent towards him, and she caused him mental and physical trauma.
So we could say that Depp wants to clear his name, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Exactly.
What does that mean if we say someone wants to clear their name?
It means that they want to prove themselves innocent. They want to prove their innocence after someone has accused them of something.
It's kind of like gaining back your honor in a sense, because maybe now when people are thinking about Depp's name, they think like things have changed in their mind. They're not thinking of him as a great actor. They're thinking of him as, you know, a celebrity who is abusive to women or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he's wanting to clear his name. He's wanting to try to prove that that's not true,
exactly.
Whether or not That is true. We don't know.
Exactly.
I thought I was looking at an article here, and I thought that there was an interesting statement here. It says, in June 2018, Depp sues a British tabloid for libel. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned before a tabloid, which there are these gossip magazines that tend to post things or publish things that are not true. What does it mean to sue someone for libel?
So libel basically means making a statement or a claim that damages someone's reputation. It's, yeah, yeah, publishing, not making, just you have to publish it for it to be libel. So in the journalistic sense, it would be, yeah, something that you've published that is not true, that causes harm to someone's reputation.
Pretty interesting. So we're going to move on to another case, but first we are going to play Would You Rather. So, Kase, this is quite funny. So would you rather have a sing-off with Ariana Grande or a dance-off with Rihanna?
Definitely a dance-off with Rihanna, because I don't think she can dance very well, to be honest. I think I might win that one, but Ariana is quite good, I think. I won't win.
Yeah, definitely can't belt like Ariana.
What about you?
Yeah, now that you've said that, I didn't know Rihanna can't dance well, so I probably would also go for the dance-off, because I know that Ariana has an incredibly powerful voice. She's really good at imitating other singers as well. Mm-hmm. There's, if someone wants a laugh, that's like a great piece of pop culture. She's done some different skits and games on different talk shows.
That's true. Yeah.
Where she will, I don't know, for example, on Jimmy Fallon, it's like she has to sing a certain song in the style of another famous singer. So maybe, mm-hmm. can't remember the exact example, but it might be like singing Happy Birthday in the voice or like the singing style of Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she's like incredible. And she was on Saturday Night Live, and they also had her doing like a skit where she imitated, I think, Rihanna and a handful of other really famous singers. And she's just really mind-blowing.
She's so talented. She's really, really good. And funny, so, too.
That said, don't want to have a sing-off with Ariana.
Exactly. No, definitely not.
Dear listener, we want to hear your answer. So head over to Instagram and check out our most recent story, and you can share whether you would choose to have a sing-off with Ariana Grande or a dance-off with Rihanna. And we're excited to see what talented singers and dancers we have listening today. Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode. So that said, the next messy celebrity couple we have is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the dealio here?
What's the tea?
What's the tea? Spill it.
So what's the tea? So this couple, I mean, they seem to be like the dream team. She's gorgeous. He's, you know, making hit music. She's everywhere. He's, you know, designing interesting looking fashion. But they just didn't work out. And one of the reasons for this is that he does suffer from bipolar. And he's been quite, you know, open about his mental health, and she's been very supportive of him. But I think as far as we can tell, the relationship just, it just didn't work out. I think there was too much going on. It was hard for her. She was basically the one who couldn't put up with his ways anymore. And they decided to split. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but she's been linked to Pete Davidson, the comedian. And Kanye's basically been harassing the two of them. Well, mostly Pete. And Pete has been in this weird feud with Kanye.
Ooh, what's a feud?
A feud would be like an opponent, like or someone who is your enemy. I don't know. How am I going to say this?
It's like a rivalry, right?
A rivalry. There we go. That's it. That's the one. Thanks, Ethan. So your rival. But in this case, you know, a feud would be you'd be feuding over something or because of something. And in this case, they're feuding over his involvement with Kim, Pete's involvement with Kim. And Kanye is not happy with it. He's not having it. And he's put out some diss tracks, which are to diss someone means to say something negative about someone. And in Kanye's case, he's doing it through music, through his music. So he's been saying really negative things about
it. At least it's a creative outlet, right? For yeah. For his anger.
Exactly.
Better than physical violence or something like that. But I think it's important that a lot of times people hear about these stories and they'll use them to kind of like boost their ego, you know, to maybe feel better about themselves. And I think it's important to recognize that these are people and there's nothing, they might be famous, they might have a lot of money, but I mean, there's nothing inherently special about them. They're still human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's difficult for anyone to maintain a long-term relationship. It can be really a big challenge. It's something you really have to work on being in a marriage. And so like, imagine if on top of that, it's also in the limelight, like everyone is talking always about your marriage and you have any problem, it's like everyone knows about it. There's no privacy, no intimacy, like many of us take for granted, right? In our in our lives and our relationships. So if you're dealing with something like your partner suffering from a mental illness, like Kanye does, mm-hmm. that would be difficult for anyone. But I mean, doing that and like also having it just be public to everyone must make it just really tremendously difficult to really push through.
This is such a good point. I think this is, in my opinion, usually the reason these celebrity couples break up is because, you know, all eyes are on them. Like one of them makes a mistake and the world is judging them for that mistake. And I mean, it could be a silly thing. Like maybe you just went outside without checking your hair. I don't know.
You wore sweatpants to the grocery store.
Yeah, and everyone's watching you and making fun of you or commenting on your poor choices. And it could cause, you know, problems. It's hard enough being, you know, a regular person making mistakes. But, you know, being in the public eye is definitely makes things a lot worse. I think with Kanye and Kim, just another like point on this is that like she was supportive of him. He really did some really strange things. Like he was running for president, or he tried to run for president of the United States.
I'm really out of the loop on all these things. Didn't know he tried to run for president.
Yeah, he did try to run for president. And I think, yeah, Kim just couldn't deal with all of that. And I think, he needs help. And I think at first she was kind of trying to support him, but then it just didn't work out. So good luck to them.
All right, moving on to our final couple, which has also been on everyone's mind, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, which I don't know if Jada, is she actually famous in her own right? Or is she mostly famous for being married to Will Smith?
Say that Jada is one of those. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember seeing a lot more of Jada. She was in a lot of movies, and I think she got a lot of attention because she also dated some like popular rappers and people like Tupac and other famous people. And I think once she married Will Smith, they became this sort of iconic couple that everyone sort of admired their marriage. They were going strong for all these years. I mean, we didn't know what was happening behind closed doors, but now with like social media, we know it all. We're finding out the dirt. And behind closed doors, it was quite messy. Their relationship has been messy for a long time. Yeah.
So what's the tea here?
So the tea with Will and Jada is that following the incident between Will Smith and Chris Rock, where Chris Rock made a, you know, fully thought out joke about Jada's hair, and Will Smith, you know, got into a physical altercation with him. He slapped him through the face. Will Smith and Jada's relationship has been under the microscope. Which means that people were really analyzing this relationship, because people were like, why would he react that way? What was going on between them? Why would a joke, you know, upset this man so much to the point where he would literally risk his career to hit someone because of it? Recently, there have been some revelations, which means that things have been discovered. And Jada has been speaking quite openly about the fact that she cheated on Will a few years ago with her son's friend. And Will knew this. So she just acknowledged it again. And she mentioned that their marriage was not very good. And the two of them are also now in the process of, according to gossip magazines, they are also in the process of getting divorced.
You'd think if you were getting divorced from someone or in the process of getting divorced, you wouldn't go to the trouble maybe of risking your career to defend that person. But I don't know. I guess it goes to show there must still be like a lot of love there, even though the relationship is ending, right?
Yeah, I think though with him reacting that way, people are commenting on the fact that he's being manipulated by her. She cheated on him and he did not get mad about it. He kept quiet. They were said to be in an open marriage, which means that they are free to date other people. But the gossip tabloids are saying that, you know, Will was not happy with this. She was doing it to keep her happy. And so deep down inside, according to the allegedly, he reacted that way because he's being manipulated and abused, in a sense, by Jada. So I don't know how true these things are, but
you said allegedly. What does that mean?
Allegedly means according to some people, but not necessarily proven to be fact. So according to some people, this is true, but we're not 100% sure about that.
Right. He hasn't come out and confirmed it, right?
Yeah. Neither of them have.
Great. So hopefully you've enjoyed hearing about these different couples. And just to give you more context here, the reason why I chose this topic is because not only because it's something interesting to kind of talk about and learn English with these celebrities, but because we really believe that pop culture can be really beneficial for your English. It's light, it's fun, so it doesn't feel like so much work. So it's something that you can do as a guilty pleasure or something to relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be really great because many people are interested in this. And especially if you're someone who maybe has difficulty thinking of what to say sometimes when you get in a conversation with someone, it's something you could bring up, you know, like, did you hear about such and such celebrity? And it can give you various conversation topics, right?
Exactly.
And we've done some different lessons too on like trendy words. We could actually put a recent one that Kase did with Andrea in the show notes. But these words are often used when you're kind of following different celebrities on social media or, you know, watching the news or things like that. So they can help you to keep your English up to date.
The cool thing about pop culture is that you don't have to go out and find it. You don't have to spend a lot of money to find it. You could just, you know, follow some social media accounts or channels on YouTube and have access to this wealth of, you know, information, pronunciation. It's just your vocabulary will expand. It's just like there's so much that you can get out of, you know, learning with pop culture. I think if you're following certain channels, you can definitely learn the latest words, latest trendy words, as Ethan mentioned. But I think it's also about like just the evolution of language. You can follow, you can stay up to date with how that goes. in pop culture.
Great. Hopefully it's given you some food for thought, dear listener. And if not, at least hopefully you've learned some interesting English expressions and vocabulary. And if you want even more, remember to head over to our Instagram at reallife.english and check out the show notes over on reallifeglobal.com and go to podcast and you'll be able to find this episode. So that said, thanks so much for joining us on the Real Life English podcast, and we hope you'll join us again next week. 1, 2, 3. Aww, yeah. Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.